All right, so you saw the title of this video and you probably thought, well, that's a bit dramatic, Brandon, don't you think? But you could be the judge of that. What I'm going to walk you through in this episode literally changed my life. It is responsible for the results that I have produced, and it will be responsible for the results I continue to get further into the future. Now, it just is up to you on how much you focus during this session that will determine the results you get afterwards. So let's jump into it. And again, at the end of the video, you could be the judge as far as what impact this will have on your life. So these three words, which I'm going to outline for you guys today, again, made the biggest impact on my life. And so let's talk about first this concept number one. Okay, I'm going to walk you guys through. I'm not going to rush through this. So I want you to focus on today's episode. This is, there's six concepts I'm going to walk you through. Concept number one is what we call the ambition fallacy. So here's really how it works. There is no lack of ambition in our real estate space, right? We all know that every real estate agent is seeking to achieve more or have more. That is why we are in this business. This is why most of us got into this business. If we're being honest, I don't believe that any one of you got in this business to say, the goal is to make less money than what I make right now. I don't think any of you have that goal. I don't think any of you have the goal to say, I want a lesser lifestyle. That is why I got into this business. No, I think we got in this business because of our ambition, because we want a bigger life. Now, when we look at this, however, most people believe that they are not where they want to be because they don't know how to do it. They get caught up into the how-to, and this is where they believe is the problem. You may even think that right now, Brandon, I'm not where I want to be because I don't know how. I don't know what you know. Well, maybe that's true, but we're going to walk through a different framework as to how to actually get results, like tangible, nitty-gritty how to get results in this video. So herein lies the problem. Let me explain. I teach real estate agents what to do all day long. Literally, I show agents the step-by-step blueprint. I coach agents all the time, and some get results and some don't. Well, why is that? I make a ton of content here on YouTube showing you how to do it, showing you what to do. And if we're being honest, some of you do it and some of you do not. Well, what's happening here? Well, this leads us to something called the disease of knowledge. Let me explain to you concept number two and how it all works. You see, people believe, again, that their lack of results is buried somewhere inside information that they don't yet operate with. That's what they believe. They believe, I don't have the results that I want because I don't have the information that others have, and therefore, if I have that information, I will then get the result. So therefore, by contrast, if they already know the information but don't have the results, they feel like they're operating without the right information, which then what? Leads them to seeking more information. In other words, if somebody knows they've already learned a different concept, they've learned a strategy, they've learned a tactic, and they are not getting result through that strategy or through that tactic, they therefore dismiss that information and then believe they don't operate with the right information, which leads them down a path of getting more information. And here's the thing. Thinking you know is the enemy of learning, because knowing and doing is very different. So watch. Knowing what to do does not produce the result. In other words, having the information alone doesn't get you the actual results. Well, how do I know that? Well, Well, let's be honest. Let's step on the scale naked and let's be honest. Let's look at ourselves in the mirror and say, I have a lot of information that I operate with every single day. And the question is, are you doing at the highest level what you already know how to do? Now, some of you might say, well, yes, Brandon, I am doing it. Well, then the question is, do your results prove that you're doing it? In other words, does your bank account, the amount of money you're earning right now, prove that you're doing it? And you see, if we're all being honest, it's like, well, probably not doing it at the level that I need to be doing it. And so doing what you know actually is the thing that produces the result. So let's put this to the test. You know you should prospect every day. You already know that. That's why you maybe you come back to this video, learning the how-to. But you know you should be prospecting every day. You operate with this information, correct? Like, you already know that? Well, you also know, I'm going to challenge you here. This is the disease of knowledge. You also know who you should contact every day. Not only do you know that you should prospect every day, you already know that. That's nothing new. You actually know who you should contact every day. Well, I don't know about that, Brandon. I don't know if I believe you. Okay. If I said to you, listen, I'm not going to tell you who to contact, but if you had to get a listing, like if you had to prospect today and you know you need to prospect we know is the process of initiating conversation, not waiting for people to initiate conversations with us. And I said to you, listen, if you had to go out there and have conversations that would lead you to a listing, who would you contact? I don't know. I would call homeowners in neighborhoods that I wanted listings. Okay, great. That's a start. Who else would you contact? Well, shit, I don't know. Maybe I would call for sale by owners. That's great. I would agree. Who else might you contact? If you had to get a listing, who would you contact? Well, I might contact expired listings, people who had their house on the market with an agent and failed to sell. Yeah, I would agree with you. Who else might you call? Well, I might want to call people that are of the age that they might want to downsize and get something smaller. Yeah, I would agree. You see, you operate with the information, but the disease of knowledge tells you, well, I don't have the information, so therefore I'm not getting the results, so I have to get more information. We have the information. Now, the other thing that you might say, well, I just don't know what to say. Well, get my script book. There's a link in the description. Now you know exactly what to say. So you know you should prospect every day. You know who you should prospect to every single day. You now know exactly what to say every day, but you still don't do it. Why? Okay, again, this is the disease of knowledge. Thinking you don't know what to do is the reason you're not getting the result. Well, how is it then when you have all the information and you still don't do it? That's the big first aha of this video. If you prove to yourself, okay, yeah, I don't have the information, so let me go get the information. Well, why is it then when I teach somebody exactly what to do, there are times that they still don't do it? Why is it that right now in this video, you know you should prospect every day? I just told you exactly who to contact every day, and I told you exactly what to say because you have my script book, but you still don't do it. You've got the information. What's going on here? I believe it's because of three words that have changed my life. Be, do, have. Let me explain. Concept number three, be, do, have. Be to have is the success formula for real estate agents. Well, let me go a little bit deeper. We all want the have. We want to, we're focused on having more money, right? Having more time, having more this, having more that. All of us want more things. That's what we're focused on, right? We want to have more. But in order to have more, we must do more, right? In order to have more, we must do more. That makes sense. So our results live in our ability to do. Do is the action. Okay? Do is the behavior. So if that's the case, why are some people able to do and some are not? Here's the key thing. Let's get even deeper. The answer lives in the B in the success formula. Be, do, have. We just talked about in order to have more, you must do more. Now you say, yeah, I know. Well, how come you can't do more and some other people can? It lives in the B part of the formula, okay? Let me explain. In order to have what it is that you want, you must do what it takes to get what you want, which requires, listen closely, you to be the type of person who does what it takes. The be drives the do drives the have. AKA, be is character traits. That's the be part of the formula. You see, everybody gets caught up in the tactics, the strategies, the how-to, the information. Well, even if I gave you all the information without the right character traits, you won't do the tactics or the strategies, which will limit you to have what it is that you say you want. The do is the behavior. So the be is the character. Do you have the character traits to behave in a certain way to have what you want, which is the results? So let's talk about concept number four, character traits. Discipline, focus, stick-to-itiveness, the know power, the ability to tell people no, integrity, persistence, patience, accountability, confidence, responsibility. These are the character traits of people that do a lot, that have great behavior, that take massive action. And because of their ability to do, because of who they are, they have a lot. And the same is true for the opposite. Those that lack the being part of the formula, the character traits, people that don't have a lot of discipline, focus, stick-to-itiveness, they say yes to everybody. They don't do a lot, so they don't have a lot. So let's talk about concept number five, be to have in action. I'm going to put all this together for you. I hope that you have a massive aha here in just a second. So don't be equals can't do equals can't have. So if you don't become the best version of yourself, character traits, you can't do the activities necessary, so therefore you can't have. Don't be, can't do, can't have. Be a little, do a little, have little. You see the correlation? Be a little, very low character traits, a person of low discipline, a person of low focus, does very, very, very little. And therefore, they have very little. The same people operating with the same information. One has high character traits, executes on the strategy, even though the person with low character traits has the same information, but doesn't have lacks the character traits, does very little, has very little. Be a lot, then, by contrast, equals do a lot, equals have a lot. Be a lot, have high levels of character, equals you having the ability to do a lot. Execute at a high, high, high level, equals have a lot. So here's the thing. Ready? We are not human having. We are not human doing. What are we? Human beings. My friends, the whole process of life, not just succeeding in real estate, is about becoming the best version of yourself. Becoming the person who lives and operates from a set of standards, which allows them to be a person of action, a person who does, which results in them having. So step one is to become the type of person who has what you want by practicing the character traits, by practicing more discipline, more focus, that will allow you to do what it takes. You can't have one without the other. I'll explain that in just a second. Which will allow you to, step three, have what you want. So we have to first become the person of high discipline so that you can do the behaviors to have what it is that you want. It does not, it doesn't work the opposite way. So let's talk about the last concept, concept number six. Inputs drive your outputs. Being in the part of the success formula, being equals our identity. Doing, we talked about, equals our activity. What is it that you do? And then having equals our belongings. Being is our identity, who we are. Doing is our behavior or our activity. And having are the things that we own, our belongings. So if you'll be who you're supposed to be, you'll be able to do what you're supposed to do, and you'll have what you're supposed to have. Why? Well, let's look at it. If you don't like your outputs, we have to change the input. Being is the input of doing. Being is the input of doing. High character traits is the input. Having high character traits allows you to do, which is the output. Your activity, your actions, your behaviors. But doing is also the input of having, which is the output. The work in which you do at the level you do it, for the length of time you do it, will result in what you have. You see how they all feed each other. Have to have. I have to become the type of person with high character traits in order to do the activities necessary to have what it is that I want. Most people get stuck in this process of, I want more, I need more, I want to have more. And I don't have what I want because I don't have the information. Well, now you could see the difference between the person, two people that operate with the same information but get completely different results. I see this every single day as a coach. I see people operate with the same information because I'm coaching both of them. One excels at the highest level when one doesn't. What's the difference? It's not the information. It's the character traits. And that's what I coach to, is how do we become a higher version of ourselves? So I'm hoping that right now, you say to yourself, okay, I've got to stop this addiction of information. My results don't hide behind information that I have or I don't have. I have the information. Where my results are lacking is my ability to execute. And the reason I don't execute is based on my character traits. So as you leave this video today, what's the takeaway? The takeaway is work on small wins on becoming someone who you are not today. Operating with more discipline tomorrow than you did today. More focus than you have today. More know-power than you have today. More stick-to-itiveness, sticking to one thing. You see, that's why I talk about all of those so often, because it's those things that drive your results, not the information.